I hear the last part, you know, how would you handle this, you know, being that we're both believers, although this other person's in a more valued position. So I'm kind of sensing there's a bit of a power imbalance type thing happening here. Here's the thing about passing judgment on someone before we know anything about them is that we can fall into a trap where we actually reap judgment on ourselves by what we're saying. You know, Jesus actually warned about this, Matthew 5:22. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, Raka, is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, you fool, will be in the danger of the fire of hell. So, you know, both believers here need to handle situations like this in love. Speak calmly to each other, not going, hey, you guy that you've got on your back as a jerk or whatever. You know, no, you speak calmly to each other. You speak in love to each other. You know, respect each other's choices, whatever. What did Jesus say the world's going to know us by? By our hockey jerseys? No. He's going to know us by our love. Like, that's how the world's going to know us, that we're his followers, by our love.